Oh, here we go. Here we go. Back from my trip. Everybody's back. I cut off the music too soon there. Welcome to the Fig Cave. We're here in the High Noon Studios. I got the lovely, the talented Nick Thompson up in Connecticut. What's going on, brother?
Nothing, man. Nothing. Going into the weekend. Got to do a little road trip.
Yeah.
Anything last week? Did anyone do last weekend?
I went away.
I don't think I did.
No, you didn't. I went away with...
Oh, I met Doink. I met Doink. We'll talk about that later. Yeah. Did you do?
Do you think anyone has met Doink and Arnold Schwarzenegger in the same week?
I don't think so, man. You know what? Is that like a record? Is that an accolade?
I think so.
Send me a fucking trophy. Yeah. I didn't think of it that way, man.
I went away.
I should have told Arnold yesterday.
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, he would have loved it. He would have loved it. I went away with the wife for our anniversary. We stayed in like a 200 square foot tiny house. And it was great. It was nice. Did some shopping. My wife did a lot
of shopping. Was that on someone's property? Was that like, or was it?
Yeah, it was in like the middle of nowhere, really. Knoxville, Maryland, basically on the West Virginia border. And these people have bought this giant field, and they have like two of those Airstream trailers, you know, what are they called?
Campers.
Like a yurt, one of those like big, like globe sphere yurts.
Yeah.
And
yurt.
Yeet. And two tiny homes. And they're just all around this big grassy field. And you're not close to anybody. But I think it would be cool if they like keep building like a little community, and then they can build like a little bar in the middle or like something. But
are you trying to start a cult?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking the whole time. Where I was like turning it into a horror movie. I've been watching all these fucking horror movies. I was turning it into a horror movie in my head, like, you know, what could happen?
Are you looking for some allies in said horror movie? Somebody to die first.
Yes, yeah.
Gotcha.
So, but it was a good time. We did some shopping, had some good restaurants we went to, and just kind of chilled. Phones didn't really work there. That also felt like a horror movie, like no cell phone service. So, didn't watch
is it like where it's like in and out, where it's like not enough that okay, I can put this away? It's like, no, it kind of works in this side of the room.
I say it doesn't work. I mean, it was like kind of annoying, like back when cell phones like 2G, you know, when you search a website, it just spins for like
when you're at a venue and just everybody's fighting for the single.
I'm just gonna put the shit in my pocket. Like, I don't even need to. What am I even searching? I forget what I'm even Googling anymore. So
Nash is fine. I don't need to talk to anybody else.
Yeah, exactly. So that was fun. Went to a couple towns. Shepherdstown in West Virginia was a little tiny, remind me like of a little downtown of you would see in like a movie, like a little like two stoplight downtown street with stores.
Shit.
Picture perfect little movie town. So it was cool. But glad to be back talking figs with you. And the wife has COVID now, so that's fun.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I probably have it. I don't know. I feel okay. I felt like a little shitty during the
It literally hits your house. Like, I feel like it's like, didn't you, Nash got it and you didn't?
Me and Christina got it the first time and Nash didn't get it somehow. So he must be, now he doesn't have it still, so he must be impervious. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on with him.
He is legend, yeah.
I am drinking right now on this pumpkin beer month. This might be one of the worst pumpkin beers I've ever had. Not taste, like, doesn't taste bad. This is a Dogfish pumpkin ale, a brown ale brewed with pumpkin and spices. I could give this to you and you would say, oh, okay. You wouldn't even say, is this a pumpkin beer? It doesn't even, like, it might have a little
something
spice.
About that name. Yeah. Dogfish alone makes you think they use like pond water to make all their beers.
Their beers are so
I don't like it. Something about that. Yeah.
Dogfish head.
I have.
Oh, you got one too.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I push for the month.
Shipyard.
Smashed pumpkin. So
nice. What is that? What's the APV on that? What's the alcohol on that one? This one's 7, which is pretty impressive.
9. God damn it. Bam, God
there
damn
we
it.
Go. That's like 2 high.
I actually drank another one of the Southern Tier like last Friday. Zoe and I, you know, she works at home on Friday, so I'm home anyway because I don't work on Fridays. Yeah. And she was like, you want to just have a beer? I was like, I would. Yeah. Let's do it. So she had a Land Shark, and I had a Southern Tier.
A Land Shark. Nice.
Yeah.
Let me know how that is, because this one is not. I would give this a 2.5 out of 10.
Oh, I saw that Sam Adams. They had a 4-way sampler.
Oh.
Like of all their fall.
I'm going to have to get that.
October shit, yeah.
I was chugging some Oktoberfest last Thursday watching the Commanders-Bears terrible football game, and those Oktoberfests were going down like water. They were delicious.
This seems like a
you don't have a good face either.
No, I'm never gonna have a good face drinking any beer, dude. I cannot hide.
Yeah,
I can't hide. Yeah, kind of like it's similar to last week's, but a little more you know, sweet pumpkin-ish, like, okay, like more pumpkin pie-ish. Yeah,
nice.
Like they just sweetened up last week's beer.
So we are back. We got a bunch of figure news. Our buddies at Mattel had a little, I guess we thought it was a slideshow, but I guess it was a video with Sam Roberts. They really don't hype it up, or I don't. They kind of bury it on the WWE website, which I don't know who still goes to websites anymore. But we got all the info from that. We have a bunch of the independent.
Well, I just go to the AOL site. You're still using AOL?
Oh, dude, I used to love when they were on AOL. That was my peak internet usage years as a kid. Like,
remember when they were like, "Do you want to download all the artwork for free from our whole site?" Remember when they would do that? You'd be like, "Yeah, I have to do this because otherwise it's going to cost me 3 hours of my five next month." So.
Yeah, yeah. You get the disc in the mail from AOL. Yeah. So we have some news from Power Town, Heels and Faces, the Big Rubber Guys, Grapplers and Gimmicks. Almost every company has some stuff up for pre-order. Or
yeah, a lot of Comic-Con. Yeah,
yeah, a bunch of stuff for Comic-Con. Do we know who's going to Comic-Con? That we know of? We need to have somebody on next week because I feel like that's going to be some cool stuff revealed.
Oh, I mean,
Husfar?
Tommy Sapienza.
Oh, there we
Husfar's there. Josh Stapleton, who does have pod equipment. Because that's he went with me to the Arnold signing yesterday. Perps Ron Bosch is going one of these days. I think he's going Sunday. Obviously, Kenny from DeCallup. He's everywhere, though. He's on posters now. This guy, he's on 9 different podcasts, 4 different live recordings. Yeah,
that's right. Kenny, live reactions. Kenny's there. How did I forget Kenny? Yeah, there? We'll get him on next week to talk about it.
Okay.
We were gonna have a guy, a good guest on the podcast this week, but he got COVID as well, so he is kind of resting, and the late night podcast would not do him well. So we'll get him on another. I don't know if I even told you the person's name. I'll tell you off the air.
No, you didn't. No, yeah. You got to tell me I have an interview so I can do the plug-in.
Of course.
Yeah.
So let's get into some news. Before we get into some of the figure news, we did talk about our brothers from another mother from the 3 Points of Articulation podcast across the pond. Interviewed Sal from Rush Collectibles, and it's a great interview. The guys, Jamie is the host there. He did a great job with the interview. I want to get your thoughts, then I'll give mine. But it was really to get Sal from Rush Collectibles on the record with some of the allegations about it, him not shipping figures out and blocking people when they asked where their figures were, and then Larry Zbysko coming out and saying he hasn't received money for his figure. It's been a mess.
Yeah, I'll start with, as a guy that listened to Stern for, I barely listened to Stern when he was on terrestrial radio, but when he got to SiriusXM, like those super super long forms, I always admired how he would just kind of pull at strings, and he would eventually get people to talk about things they probably didn't want to talk about 20 minutes before that. Yep. But the way he would get them towards it. So Jamie did a great job of like really addressing a lot of the questions, but not scaring him away, because I think at some point either one of us would have snapped and just started swearing at the dude completely, like, or to the point where he would have just cut the feed. But this guy, man, he didn't want. And this is all alleged. This is our opinion of it. He does not want to take blame for one step of the process.
No.
I apologize at work when things are not my fault. And that's a weakness of mine. But like this guy just will not take blame for anything. It's the factory. It's the sculptor. It's the new factory.
China.
It's
just blaming China as a country.
China in general. Yeah. It's like Olympic level backpedaling at its finest.
He also was on there to kind of like make his company look a little bit better, and he was really joking around and really didn't take it, I don't think, very seriously. Like,
absolutely.
I know it's just a podcast with, you know, a couple guys. It's not anything, but in the community that we're in, this figure community, like, people are listening to that. It got out everywhere, and people had kind of the same opinions as us that he doesn't come off very genuine. Doesn't really come off that he cares about the people that have been complaining about his figures breaking. He's really blaming other people, like you said, and it's just kind of gotten old. So, but it's a good listen. It's a good 2 hour long podcast. They talk about.
Strongly encourage anybody to. If you want to hear how to get, if you don't want to listen to Vince Russo this week and you want to learn how to, you know, worm your way out of something, this is it. The hard part is like, he does not seem like a genuine wrestling fan. No. And it makes me not want to support him even more. Like Mitch, if this gets to Mitch, you're a pain in the ass. That's my opinion. You're a pain in the ass. But I know you genuinely love wrestling.
Uh-huh.
Zombie, yeah. I know that you genuinely love... Kinnick, fuck it. He loves toys.
Yeah.
You know, and alcohol. Matt and Brian, I mean, I think that's why the Bendies are so, like... I mean, their Bendies aren't everybody's favorite, but they're so, like, true to these looks because they love wrestling. They love toys. Sal just, it really comes across as a money grab.
Yeah, it's a business for him. And it's also not his main, he has a job. It's not even his passion and it's not even his job. It's like, it's neither of those things. Like, it's got to be one or the other for me to really get behind somebody. You know what I mean? Like,
and that's because it's not like his main, and you know, it doesn't have to be his main thing, but because he's not putting, he doesn't seem like he's putting 100% into it, and that really comes across in terms of quality, in terms of customer service, and I think that's what really is kind of alienating him from his audience, besides what he does anyway. It's normal, his everyday actions.
So, but check it out. It's 3 Points of Articulation podcast. Also feel like we talked about this before we went on air, but Jamie, the guys are British that host the show, and I think they were able to get away with saying more to Sal because they got that sweet little charming British accent, which is nice. You know, some of the stuff I would have said, you know, people would have hung up on us or whatever. But yeah, they have Mike Kinnick.
It always works, man. It makes it that much more endearing.
We have Michael Kinnick on the podcast this week, so check them out. Speaking of podcast etiquette, I'm sucking on a cough drop in case anyone is listening and can hear that. I apologize. But,
do you want to just share what kind of cough drop, just to see if that...
Yeah, it's a Ricola, honey, and lemon, which I don't like either of those flavors, but it's actually a very nice, not super medicine-y taste to it. I recommend it.
Zoe was sick a few weeks ago. She was like, can you give me these honey cough drops? I said, sure. And then, dude, it was 14 cough drops for $9.
Oh, yeah, they're expensive. 14.
Get the fuck... I was like, yeah, I'm not buying these for you. I refuse. So...
While you buy rubber plastic men in on their underwear, you know,
there's possible resale on that.
Exactly,
know?
There is a value to it. Yeah, they don't disappear when you put them in your mouth.
Yes,
we did see. Let's go through some of the inbox images we saw from the Mattel video, which we didn't see, but we saw all the pictures of the different figures that are coming out. So the biggest thing that we didn't know anything about was the LWO Elite 5-pack coming to Mattel Creations on November 9th, which is obviously Zelina Vega, Raul Mendoza, Santos Escobar, Rey Mysterio, and the other guy, which I don't remember his name. I probably should know his name. I think they've changed it.
Joaquin Wilde?
There it is, Joaquin Wilde. Yep, they changed it.
Gentleman that is not Latino.
He's not Latino?
He is Filipino.
Oh, wow. Okay. Wow, that's cool.
But no, I thought it's funny. I was, you know, Zach got mad at me in the Inner Circle chat earlier, but, you know, because I guess I didn't think wrestling was fake. But he's just, he got put in this group, and I thought it was funny that they did, like, Latin Heritage Month, and he was not included, you know, because he's not Filipino. He was the first Filipino supermodel. That was his older gimmick.
Oh, wow. Nice.
DJ Shima Ion. Is it Zima Ion or Shima Ion when he was in Impact or TNA?
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah.
So that's a five, like a vertical or horizontal box. They'll all be in one
box. Oh, okay.
One box.
Yeah, finally checking this out.
So you can't buy them individually. Zelina Vega does have that awesome Puerto Rican flag outfit she had from the pay-per-view. Backlash, I think it was. So it's a cool looking set. I don't know why Rey Mysterio is in the Puerto Rican shirt, because he is, I think you said that, or Zach said that, he's obviously not Puerto Rican.
He's Mexican.
He's Mexican. But it's a cool set, especially for people that like the current product. It'll probably be pretty pricey. I would say five elites. It's probably gonna be 125 shipped, I would say, maybe.
It does not look like... Oh, Zelina's holding the flag. I was gonna say, why does she not have arms? Okay.
Yeah, well, the flag is like over... It's part like a kind of a cape, I would say. Like, remember she would put her like a peacock.
Bat wings. Yeah.
Bat wing. There you go. So that's pretty cool. That'll be on Mattel Creations November 9th. I do want to say that it is a little suspicious, and we need to get our buddy Steve Ogeron back on the show before the holidays really kick into gear here, because we have not heard anything new about Ultimates, Nick Thompson, or that canceled or delayed Coliseum Collection 2-pack. Are we just reading too much into this, or do you think something is going on? Because
I think we are. Because at the same time, Wrestling Collector Shop, you know, had said how some of their stuff was delayed.
Yeah.
And I don't know if that was when, you know, a holiday over in China that kind of delayed it, or if there was some factory issues. But if that was delayed, 105 there, because I suddenly got shipping for Dom Mysterio. Maybe that was some other stuff that was delayed. So maybe they want to get in hand just like, you know, and do the quick ship. So hope it's that simple. Yeah. Hope we see it open the next few weeks.
Yeah, for sure. And we haven't heard anything about Ringside Fest. I don't know if that's happening this year. We'll see if we get word on that. Maybe they're waiting till after Comic-Con. Does like Mattel and all those guys have something at Comic-Con, or is this kind of their...
I didn't see any setups. I didn't hear any reference to any kind of setups like that, but yeah. Maybe just they realized they don't have to, and they really went all out for Mania. They realized, you know, they did. Keep it West Coast.
We saw inbox images of Elite 106, which is Roxanne Perez, Paul Bearer, both from his Undertaker managing run and his Kane managing run in the Attitude Era. The Usos, both Jimmy and Jay, and Sami Zayn, and Chad Gable with his Shoosh shirt. Definitely going to grab that Gable for the kid. Hopefully it's in time for Christmas. I'm debating about that Paul Bearer, because the Paul Bearer I have is super skinny. This is a more true to form. I don't know why they made that Paul Bearer so skinny. That was like a Hall of Champions, I think, a Target Hall of Champions figure, which is super.
See, right before it's right before I started collecting, but yeah, I do think that it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's here, a little skinny.
So I forget which. I think the Kane, I think the red haired Paul Bearer is the Chase. So are you grabbing any of these?
I love the Usos. I love the Usos, and I'm going to buy every kind of Usos I can, even though I just got the Ultimates. That red looks amazing.
It does.
I do not love the torsos. I know they're not like, they're not the thickest dudes, but they look like 205 cruiserweights.
Yeah,
with how thin the torso is.
I don't think I have any Usos elites, so I might need to grab these just to have them, because those are usually tough to get. They're usually tough to find in stores, and they're usually like,
The resale on what is it? I think almost like 54 and 63 is through the roof. I mean, and everything before that, before they kind of went, you know, with the more streak type clothes. But
yeah, those will be popular. So those will be cool. And this is the first Sami Zayn, I think it's more of a Bloodline Sami Zayn, which I don't think we've gotten yet, really.
It still doesn't look that far off from the Mousetrap, you know, where he fought Jackass, because his pants and boots kind of stay the same. So
yep. Inbox images of Greatest Hits Series 3. That's going to be Brutus the Barber Beefcake from his Legends figure. The Rock Scorpion King figure that was a Walmart exclusive. The Roddy Piper John Nada from They Live, which was a Walmart exclusive. A Shield Seth Rollins figure. And then Earthquake and Typhoon Natural Disasters. I don't think I'm getting any of these. If anything, it would maybe be Typhoon, because he does a lot of signings. But I have the John Nada, I have the Beefcake and the Legends. I don't think I need any of those. These are a lot of recent figures, except for, well, three of the four are. What say you about this Greatest Hits Series 3?
I think just Truth.
Truth.
Well, I would probably get Earthquake and Typhoon, because I do not have them in that form. But probably R-Truth.
I forgot about R-Truth. My bad. I was supposed to have him on here. R-Truth. Yeah, he hasn't had a figure in quite some time.
That's like original R-Truth. That's like first 10 series, I think.
Like Miz tag team Truth.
Yeah.
Miz.
But they voted that Triple H had no confidence.
Miz and R-Truth teamed up against Cena and The Rock in a pay-per-view. That actually happened once. That's insane. Images of Basic 145. This is Tiffany Stratton, Ludwig Kaiser, Kane, Sami Zayn, and Gunther. I will not be getting any of these, but I'm glad that Ludwig Kaiser is getting a figure. Underrated dude. Kind of a Gunther's mouthpiece. But I think that was really it that we saw as far as inbox images. It wasn't really anything new. So I'm trying to think when they'll do something new as far
as... Oh, they showed that WrestleMania, the box set with Scott Hall, Shawn Michaels. Oh, that's up there.
Oh, my God. They did show that. That's been up. We've pre-ordered that a while ago. That looks awesome. The inside of the box is them on the ladder with the two Intercontinental belts above their heads and a bunch of sets of hands, but it looks really cool. It's an awesome. I gotta post that picture to our social media, which is the Fig Cave on Instagram and Cave Fig on X. So check us out there. Good call. That was a Amazon exclusive Elite 2 pack that should be hopefully shipping by the end of the year here. So,
yeah. And the MyVia family 3-pack, but I haven't seen a little bit of image of it, but I'm ready for that. You know me, I've already talked about it plenty.
Oh yeah, you're gonna get that. That's up for pre-order. Walmart Collector Con is tomorrow, October 13th at 10 a.m. Eastern. If you want to pre-order that, it will get canceled by Walmart, but you can pre-order it. You can try to.
Sir, I got a pre-order shipping as of this morning. It is Roddy Piper and Hulk Hogan Superstars.
Oh, shoot.
Okay. And they did not readjust the price, so I'm paying $21 for the two of them.
That's awesome. Okay.
Yeah.
I love that.
So now I am hoping that the Brock and RVDs get shipped someday.
Nice. Yeah.
They didn't fix the price on those either.
That's good. The only other thing we got from Jazzwares was the next AEW shop exclusive is a bloody Eddie Kingston figure, I believe.
This is fake.
No,
this is fake.
No, it is not. It is real, 100%. Everyone thought it was a custom. It is the next shop AEW exclusive.
Dude, there is fancy artwork on every single one of those. Every single shop AEW has like fancy artwork. They didn't do anything special on this. So maybe it's a prototype. Maybe it's got some work to do. But that's not what we're going to get.
I think the figure is probably the best shop AEW exclusive we've ever gotten. Because it's definitely like unique.
Yeah, that's why I don't think it is, because the shop AEWs are consistently awful.
Yes, well, I agree with you on that. But I'm being told by a couple of different... I got a message from somebody that I don't even know that messaged me and said, I got one on the way. It is real. And I think our buddy Fig Heel confirmed it too, that is the next one. So we'll see. But I don't think we've got anything official from AEW Jazzwares, so only time will...
Because they said the same thing about that Hook one, and that Hook one didn't come out.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it does seem too cool to be a shop. The shop AEW ones are basically
I also thought they would save Blood and Guts for just for ringside.
True. Yeah, they could have. That's a missed opportunity on their part. But I don't even know what match that's from. I'm sure somebody listening probably does. But I don't think it was from like a memorable match. I think it was just Eddie Kingston being covered in blood. Power Town Series 1, the Ultras are called, are back.
I feel like it's like when Creed is like, oh, it's Halloween today.
Yeah, that's exactly. Good. Oh, yeah.
That worked out.
Let me go change. Ultras Series 1 are back up for sale on their website, powertownwrestling.com. Those are a tough ticket to get. They're going for quite a bit of money on eBay, secondary markets. So I don't know how many of these they have. But I do like that they waited so long after the pre-orders and everybody got their figures to put these back up for sale to make, you know, the people that got them actually, you know, it doesn't feel like you got ripped off from having to pre-order them and all that stuff. So
I'm curious. What's looks like they're all still available.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Add to cart, 6-way add to cart, full bundle, which, you know, it saves you exactly $0 if you buy all 6.
Oh, okay. Cool. Not even like a couple pennies.
Thank you. Yeah. Fuck you, you know?
Yeah. Heels and Faces, our buddy, friend of the podcast, Zombie Sailor, has a Todd Pettengill and a Smart Mark Sterling figure. Both are his New York Comic Con exclusives. They're going out for sale tomorrow. Actually, that was today, the 12th. October 12th.
Yeah, it went up earlier. Yeah,
at noon.
There's two Mark Sterlings, the more rare one, the one of the 500 that went out. That's gone.
That sold out. Yeah. So I think that I think the Pentangle is a one of 1500. That's the one I would consider possibly getting because that fits kind of the era. I don't know if it really fits the era of the Hasbros, but maybe the dying days of Hasbro.
No, I think it does. WWF Mania. I mean, all I can think of ever is, you know, Razor clotheslining Owen Hart in the chair.
True.
So that's definitely new gen, and that's Hasbro to me. So.
Okay. Yeah. That does make sense. You're right. Big Rubber Guys, our friends over at the Major Wrestling Figure Podcast, have their Series 4 of Big Rubber Guys, Macho Man and Andre the Giant. I don't know if you've ever heard of them. A couple indie guys. Up for a 2-week pre-order.
Sounds like a couple guys throwing fucking super kicks back and forth.
Yeah. A couple two counts. A
couple knee slappers.
October 13th. So that's tomorrow. On Friday, there's go up, and it's a 2-week pre-order, which I do like. Oh my God, this is the worst football game I've ever seen. Chiefs are just demolishing the Chargers here. Anyway, no, not Chargers, the Broncos.
I was like, wait, they're playing the Cowboys.
No. I'm definitely gonna get that Macho Man. I've had to pre-order more Macho Man's figures in the last couple weeks. I feel like than anything. But that Macho Man looks great. It's kind of the after the Macho King era, was basically just like the orange bandana, orange tights look. Andre the Giant looks great.
It's that WrestleMania 4, yeah. WrestleMania 4 Macho that I love.
Yep. So it's going to be, I'm sure it's going to be a hot seller for sure. Props to those guys. Props to Kinnick for putting all that together for them. Grapplers and Gimmicks, our buddy Mitch from Hastell Toys put up his Men on a Mission. This is, I think, also a New York Comic Con exclusive. They were,
yep, that's correct.
Kind of like the mail away Hasbros. They were in sealed plastic, like clear plastic bags. I think they went for the pair, the two figures, the Men on a Mission figures. They were $150 or $159 for the pair, and they sold out. He had 150 of them. They're sold out. So somebody's all about them. They're not in the gold outfits, but people are loving them. People are digging them. So props to him. Selling some figs. No?
Is that coming across? Is that coming through? Sorry.
Yeah.
Sorry. No, dude, his cards were breaking, so this guy bagged them up.
Oh, yeah.
And then put a sticker on him, which was not a bag thing.
Wait, are these, and, are these the same? They're not like different paint? They're not like...
They are different paint, but okay. I mean, but I'm sure the cards are coming off those too.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's
great. Because you should do integrity checks on your packaging, but some people don't.
Some people don't. All right, let's see here. The last thing from
allegedly,
the last thing from Target, then, now, and forever. Target 3-4 pack is on sale for $55.99 until this weekend. That is Becky Lynch, Rocky Maivia, Stone Cold Steve Austin, and Hulk Hogan. So you're basically getting them for way less than $20 a fig. That's pretty great.
But nobody's been able to like catch this.
No, I haven't seen this thing since they didn't let me buy it. I haven't seen it come back out or anything. So
like people have had theirs like ordered it and immediately were canceled, like, and there's been no store pickup. I told everybody I talked to or anybody listening, screenshot this and say how it was never available for that full week. Uh-huh. And when it finally comes out, get a price adjust. They'll do that live chat. They'll work with you.
Yeah, go there when they're not busy in the store and get them to take a look at it. Because especially if you're like a Target Circle member, they can see you've bought all kinds of crap. I mean, I think they would do it. So
get that rain check. Get that rain check if you're one out of 500 stores that does rain checks.
We talked last week about the Halloween sale from Ringside Collectibles. That's still going on, obviously, because Halloween's not here yet. But I think one of these weeks, you brought it up that we need to make our shopping list for Black Friday. I think we're, you know, a little more than a month away from Thanksgiving. So maybe the next couple of weeks we'll do that. I have a couple on my list, namely that Farouk. I want that Happy Corbin, Baron Corbin figure. There's still a lot on here that were up for last year for Black Friday.
Yeah, I think I'm going to do two orders. They're going to do kind of sort of. I'm not going to wait till the end because I missed out on probably six figures by waiting till the end. But
yeah, can't.
I'm going to do one early one and then one like last minute one.
I'm trying to think about, and I think we might have even done this last week, so I apologize, guys, but like some of the old series that might go on sale, but I don't think it'll even be really that old a series, like Elite 101 or 102. Those have been around for a while, so I got to think they'll start clearancing those out. I mean,
they've also been hot sellers. I mean, Cody, I never even saw Cody on the shelf. No. I don't think I even got him. And Mr. America, I saw once. Yeah. And that chase is impossible.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So
I'm glad I got that chase. So that's 101. Sorry. Well, you went to WrestleMania, asshole. So
you had the chance.
That's 101. 102. The only ones left are Gunther, Rhea Ripley, and Commissioner Foley. I could see those going on sale. That Rhea Ripley is a damn good figure.
So is Gunther. There's zero accessories that when I held them in hand, I was like, these are not impressive. These are not impressive enough. Like like the figure is, but the package is not enough for me.
This is a series that I could see being dirt cheap. This is Bobby Lashley, Roman Reigns, and the Street Profits, and Liv Morgan from Elite 103. I could see that one. The Stardust ones will probably be gone pretty soon. Wow, they have the Chase up here. I didn't know that.
What's he still? But he's still over 30, right?
34. Yeah, 34.99.
Yeah,
yeah. Better to get it from J&J. On Whatnot, who will be on Whatnot tomorrow on Friday, guys. Check them out. I'm going
to
be.
Yeah, what is that guy? What do they do? I got to talk. Are they ordering from Mattel now? They're coming out with whole fresh cases. Like, I don't think they're hunting.
They're getting some good shit, man. I've been.
But they're getting new stock, and I'm like, I'm impressed, man. I'm proud of the boys.
Yeah.
Young and old Jay.
Yep.
And B.
B. Don't forget about B.
And B. Doing her thing. Her thing.
She's still around. I might grab this Ultimate Warrior. We're basically doing this whole thing now, but Ultimate Warrior. Survivor Series 2022 is a great figure. So check out Halloween sale on Ringside. Make sure you use code to call up or code Kyle for 10% off of there. I don't have any news, but I do have some weekly purchases. Should we get into that dang thing?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Play. I got a lot, man. I got a lot.
Hit my music.
Here we go. Money talk.
Here comes the money.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Finally got some stuff. Finally got some stuff here, Nick Thompson. Loving it. Like I said, I went out with the wife for the anniversary. We didn't do anything too expensive. I mean, it wasn't cheap. It was like a Airbnb type of situation. We went out to dinner a couple times. We didn't do anything super, super crazy. So she was going to a bunch of Goodwills and thrift stores. I'm like, hey, babe.
Oh, she loves it.
Hey, babe, let me pop into this Target. She's like, I don't care. It's fine. If you want to pop into the Target, okay, I'm going to pop in. So I get some stuff, and I pop into the pop in. So it doesn't feel like you're spending your money because you're spending your wife's money.
It's vacation money. It's vacation money.
So I'll go first here.
Oh, you got a Target bag. That's pretty cool. So now my turn.
I got the Million Dollar Man. I got the Undertaker on clearance for $6.59, and I got Kama on clearance for $6.59, and I got another Kama on clearance for $6.59. I completed my whole Legend Series 20 because I picked up Mr. Perfect and Triple H on that trip with said wife. So and then I think we got one small thing. I was like, babe, we need to get something else because that $50. You get the $10 off, but those two elites come up to like just barely less than $50. So, got my kid like a Squishmallow or some shit.
I canceled my Warrior Ultimate, the Ultimate Warrior, and the Hogan 3-pack, so I could get the $100.
Okay,
but of course it equals 98. So Zoe's like, oh, you know what? Marley needs a swing.
Oh, there you go. Perfect. That worked in.
I got to do a store pickup and then go to Depot and figure out what the hell I needed to hang a swing.
I bought all those.
She's swagging now.
I bought all those cases for my Legends Elites from Heroes Hideout. Great price, worked great. The very last one I built, the Greg Valentine, I was folding.
Do you need one?
I do. I was folding it so I could get it right, and just snapped. Broke no. Like after doing all 56 of them, the last one breaks on me. I think it was just a little bit too rough on like.
I'll sell you one for $10, bro. I got
you, man. Yeah, they were 88 cents on the website, but yeah, I mean it's doable now. You can't really notice it, but I'll notice it forever. So, I got that. I did get in the mail just the other day from Chad Miller, a good friend of the podcast, sent me this. I mean, I paid him for it, but he did send it to me. I do have.
Is this what he met? He messaged me about. He's like, "Yo, does he still collect these?" I was like, "Well, you can just ask him."
Yeah,
but I think he does.
He was trying to surprise me. Was it? Maybe it wasn't this. I don't know.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, let's get this thing packed up, real good. It's always good when you come back from a vacation. You got like 5 packages on the front steps.
Yeah, that's why I have so much. It's because of the vacation. Because of Phil's vacation.
Because of my vacation, yeah. This is the Pentagon Penta L0M Unmatched Series 7. This might be one of my
favorite. Dude, they look good. Both him and Ray look amazing in this set.
Yeah, really good. I love the red. Really pops. Face scan. They didn't try to change the scan. Oh, and I think he sent me... maybe sending it separately. He was sending me some cards. Some football cards. Oh, no, it's right here. Oh, yeah. Joe Burrow, LSU card here. Thanks, man.
Oh, nice.
Love me some Joe Burrow. Thanks, dude. Out of here. I think that is it. I am in the process of selling this big desk I have here in order to get more figures on the wall behind me. See this little space behind me here underneath the suited guys? I'm going to put like a big shelf unit there, so... We'll see what happens. That'll be in the next coming weeks because I got so many elites that I cannot fit anywhere.
Yeah, I am like, I swear, guys, the room is like 75% set, but I decided that I want to build closet doors that are actually shelves.
Oh, nice. Oh, that'd be cool.
So, yeah, so I have all the measurements. I just got to, you know, go to Depot and buy the shit. Even though I'm at Depot 4 times a week for work, those are work trips.
Yeah, there you go.
Way different.
That's all I got.
That's it, dude.
Got the kids some random Christmas presents already, so that's cool.
Nice.
I don't think I talked about it. I bought him a couple tickets. WWE is doing a house show here the day after Christmas. Maybe I did talk
about those. Those are fun shows, dude. Yeah. Because we always get like the Westchester one. Yeah. The holiday shows are always fun.
Cody will be there, I think, so that's good. So that'll be fun. Me and him go get some lunch, go downtown, try not to get shot. You know,
hip hop chicken and wrestling.
Hip hop chicken and wrestling, baby. Yeah, that's a good combo. All
right, Mike Lanham's dreams.
What you?
That's Mike Lanham's wedding. Mike Lanham's wedding day. Yeah.
Wrestling and chicken.
Hip hop chicken. So there's a lot. I took advantage of the Heroes Hideout 75% off sale.
Yeah,
and it was a lot for the toy drives that I do. Obviously the Fig Cave does one. I'm going to try to donate to Tommy's this year. I know. You know what I'm saying?
I need it, yeah.
I go to the major pod. We have to bring 10 things. So I bought 9 MVP 88 Elites. I had 10. They canceled one for some reason, even though they were still for sale.
Bought
the
last 9, yeah.
Yeah. I bought 6 Matchbox figures. I thought I bought multi-packs. I got singles. I think they did that wrong. But I paid like 35 cents each for them, so I don't care.
Wow.
A pint size, not a micro brawler, a pint size all star Bobby, beautiful Bobby.
Who makes those?
Pro Wrestling Loot.
Okay. Could have been a good competitor for the micro brawlers because it's a huge.
Yeah, market. It looks
a little more cartoony. Looks a little more cartoony than
I suppose I could do a little side by side. Hold on.
Yeah, there you go.
I traded Mr. Sapienza. I guess they're same size. That's Tennille.
Yeah.
Emma. You know. What'd you trade? Riddy Mosgal. So I traded him. He had picked up a couple things for me. I picked up a couple things for him, and he was like, "Oh, get rid of some of my brawlers. You want these?" I was like, "Yes, I want these ones."
Nice.
I got Bury the Bear, Tama Tonga, Bad Luck Fale, and Tennille Dashwood.
Okay. Nice.
Alexa Bliss pops were $1.25.
Wow.
On Heroes Hideout, I grabbed a couple of those just because.
Man.
I got
Is that done? That's totally done now, huh? That sale?
Yes. You can't search for anything on that site.
Yeah.
It's gone.
That's their shop.
Because they're revamping.
Site. Oh, they're revamping. Okay.
Yeah, they're revamping. Okay. Let's see. Oh, I got Panthor from He-Man. I got the Panthor for $3.75.
Oh, wow. Nice.
I kept wanting to get the Flocked one at Walmart, but I did not want to pay $40 for it.
No, come on.
Yeah. And every time I saw it on clearance, like the box would be ripped this way and that way. Shit.
Yeah.
So now the cool stuff. Now some cool stuff. My Hero Heels and Faces came in. I got Brody and Andre. These things look fucking awesome.
They do look great.
Wow. They're so good. They're so good. And Andre, the only thing I can't, the same complaint everybody's going to have is Andre's face. I'm sure he had to take like a publicly owned image. Yeah. You're Phil's making the same face. It looks like Phil has to take a shit similar to Andre does.
So you think it's because of the, he has to just, he can't use a picture from WWE or anything.
Yeah. That's, I think it's
it
that simple.
He can't use WWE photo, leaving a restaurant, a picture of him like pooping at a restaurant or something.
No more meatballs.
Sting USA Micro Brawler came in. That was from a few months ago.
Nice.
I got Mang too. I don't know if I talked about that last week. I picked up Solo Sikoa. My mom grabbed me a Tribal Chief. She was at TJ Maxx and goes, "Do you need this?" I was like, "For $20, grab it, Janice. Go ahead."
Hell yeah, Janice.
Now a couple cool things for you. Phil's going to be very jealous about this first one, even though I think he already knows.
Oh, no.
Be a Man.
Yes.
I on vinyl. This. Macho Man. This is the Best Buy version. It took a while to get, but I got it.
Did you buy it from Best Buy?
Yes. Yep.
Oh, man. I am jealous of that.
Yeah.
Why'd you show that to me?
I knew it would be. I knew it would be. I participated in the Danhausen High Spots.
Oh, nice.
His ringside, this thing's beautiful. This thing's awesome. This is the ringside exclusive. He has the gray pants. I've never seen him wrestle on TV. Allegedly he has. I haven't seen that one episode that he did, I guess.
Yeah, those ringside collectible specials are good. I mean, they're nice.
I have, for what we were kind of alluding to earlier, I got to meet Arnold Schwarzenegger for $35 at Barnes & Noble in Manhattan yesterday.
How was it $35?
Dude, it's just, that's just what these things cost.
Did you get
these
the book signings for free?
The book was included.
Oh,
he
shit.
Signed the book. Somewhere in here.
The
I mean, signed copy of the book.
Be Useful. What's the name? What's
Be
the
Useful.
Title? Be Useful is the title of the book?
Seven Tools for Life. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Seven Tools for Life. Be Rich. Number one, be rich. Number two, have lots of muscles. Number three, make love to your housekeeper.
It's just, he's just exercise. That's just exercise for him, brother. Come on, man.
It's like a motivational speaker kind of book?
I guess. I might actually read it because it doesn't look like the toughest read. So
okay, nice.
But yeah, $35. There was a long line, but I think I was probably 200th person in line. I was out of there within a half hour.
Jeez.
They were flying.
Wow.
The photo album's hilarious. I'm glad that I go to get a lot of photos with wrestlers because I knew where to look, when to look. I was ready.
You're ready. Some people were
the
not.
The photo album of people, like, because me, Josh Stapleton, and Ron Bosch, our three pictures look correct. Everybody else, awful.
Oh, my God.
They're, like, looking the wrong way. They're crouching. They're, you know, wearing headphones, wearing tank tops with their nipples hanging out,
I'd like to see that, yeah.
It was, no, dudes.
Yeah, I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. No, because they probably just snap. They probably were waiting for you to be ready. Just snap. Yeah. Okay, see ya.
Yeah.
Did he
35 bucks. And John Stamos is next week. Like Rob Lowe was there a few weeks ago. People got Matthew McConaughey. All 35 bucks, 40 bucks.
Damn.
So I'm going to start paying attention to that schedule.
Did he say anything to you or just like, thank you, and that's it?
I mean, as soon as you're in the room, you see it's Arnold, and you're within 10 feet of him. It's like something comes over you, like, as, like, you know, I'm 41 years old. It's like I was raised by Arnold, partly.
Oh, dude, for our generation, there was nobody bigger, really. Like,
yeah.
For a time.
No, not at all.
Movie-wise, yeah, it's hard to beat that.
It's him and Stallone, but it's more Arnold to me because, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And the last thing I got is I met Doink at a card show. It is Ray Apollo. It is not, you know, Matt Bourne. What's his name? His name?
Yeah, you're getting it right.
Yeah, Matt Bourne.
Yeah.
He was very nice. Ray Apollo. I got that, and I got the retro sign for, and a photo for $25.
Oh my gosh.
which is a awesome. Small fraction of what I pay for all the rest of the Ultimate. So
yes,
it's not JS8 or anything, but I don't really care.
So you got the Ultimate sign. Is that what you said?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
That's awesome. Ultimate and another thing signed and a picture for $25.
That's it.
Insane. So you met Doink and Arnold for less than $100. That's pretty cool.
That's correct. And I got this Solo Sikoa auto card for $25.
Oh, dang. Nice. Well, that'll be
yeah, awesome. I'm going to get it. I don't really care what the value is. I'm just going to get it slabbed with my Fit Finley auto. So
that's a future, just, future I think it'll world look cool. champion right there.
I assume. Yeah.
I would say. I did mention, I forgot to mention the Amazon Prime deals. We were posting them to our Facebook group. We're posting to our social media. There's still a good one out there. The Jurassic Park 2-pack. It's not the Ringside exclusive, but it was a 2-pack between Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. It's still like $11.99 or $12.99 for the 2-pack.
Is it still up now?
Two figures, free shipping. So if you're on Amazon, check it out. If you didn't see it, if you're not a part of our Facebook, you should be. It's part of the Run In Podcast Patreon, and it starts at $1 per month. You get access to our Facebook group. It's where we post all the deals that we see. We do fig hunts, unboxings, all kinds of cool stuff. Starts at $1 per month, and you get to support us and our friends over at the Run In Podcast. Pretty cool stuff. Check it out. patreon.com/runinpod and
I'm looking at the Amazon to see what I did order Jurassic Express because it was one of the 2-packs I didn't have yet, and for $13, and I'm seeing all the things that Zoe ordered that I had no idea.
Oh god, yeah, that's never good. We were talking about before I came on the pod, I didn't mention this on my weekly purchases, but I got the Baron Corbin with the like the broke Baron Corbin, happy Corbin, like elite figure, and I'm gonna keep that in my car. I'm in a group chat with a couple major marks, Chris Clary and Kayvon Dudley. They were telling me they both have car figs, just like figs that just sit in their car that they kind of fidget with while they're driving around. And I drive all day for work, so I'm like, yeah, let me take this out. Let me keep this in the car just to have like a figure. I'm a Baron Corbin mark. It's a cool figure. He just kind of looks like a sleazy kind of Vegas greaseball kind of guy in his outfit. So.
It's kind of a Euro trash shirt. I think my buddy and I bought those at Goodwill and went to the G1 supercard in MSG in those shirts.
That's perfect. That is perfect. So I don't know if anybody else has a car fig or a fig that you keep around with, you know, you carry in your bag or anything like that. But I think it's a cool idea. I love the idea of it. I never thought of it. But what I do when I come home to kind of unwind and decompress as I come down here to the fig cave and I hang out and sit around all my figs. So what better way to kind of relax in the car and get like back to Zen than have a figure. So, yeah. We got to play. Do you have any more weekly purchases, sir?
No, I think that's it. Don't anything more. I'm going to get in trouble.
Okay. We have some breaking news. To the breaking news desk here. Let me play some breaking news music.
MTV News for you here.
Now. Okay. This just came across from Fig Cave correspondent Tappy Sapienza. That's what we'll call him, Tappy. Tommy Sapienza. This is from Rush Collectibles on their Instagram. Hello to all who have been patient with their delayed orders for the Rush from the Rush website. If you ordered Larry Zbysko, Jonah, and Roadblock, please be advised that not all of our orders have shipped yet. This was mainly due to the fact that the factory accidentally shorted us by 240 figures in our bulk order. However, the good news is that the remaining figures arrived this week. Please begin checking your email starting next week for tracking information on your pending orders. We would like to thank all of our customers who were patient during this process, and we hope to continue our business together in the future. Sincerely, Sal from Rush. So he talked about that in the interview, Nick, that he allowed the other websites that had purchased figures like Asylum, distributed here in the U.S., to get their figures first. So if you order directly from Rush, you're the last person to get it, which is...
What a fucking saint.
Yeah.
What a saint, man. I know. The way he let Mitch go first, too. What a saint, dude. Like, give this man his flower and his fucking angel wings.
Yeah. I mean, just imagine what he could have done if he
allegedly
became a doctor or like a scientist or something. He could have really helped a lot of people.
Just this, I mean, who needs a toy drive with this much charity?
Yeah, exactly. You know, Oh, we didn't even talk about that. Thank you for bringing that up. The great people at AEW and Jazzwares have decided that they are going to donate, they said $1 million worth of figures, over 50,000 figures to Toys for Tots during the holiday season. Number one, awesome, completely amazing, right? This is really cool news that a company would do this. It's going to, I mean, that money is going to be, that's 50,000 figures. That's going to help a lot of kids. So there's not much you can complain about or say wrong about that.
That's 250,000 Jake Hagers from ringside.
On the cynical side, it is going to be a lot of kids with Riho and Nyla Rose figures. That has to be, Nick, what they're doing with all of the figures that they pulled off the shelves from Walmart, right? They're not going to, I mean, it's either that or send them to Five
Below. Well, that in the few stores that maybe actually listed and pull them off the shelves, yeah. But yeah, it's definitely going to be it's going to be their surplus, which is Kazarian, Scorpio, Nyla, the best friends, stuff like that. Which it's very cool they're doing it. I'm glad more kids are going to have wrestling figures, but it's unless they pull a real move on us and they make shop exclusive, like donation exclusive. Chases and I gotta chase all these. I gotta beat all these kids up. I gotta beat all these kids up for the figs.
You're stealing figures from some sick little kid. Yeah, that would be the end of the podcast. But no, it is cool. Even if it is those figures, it's a great way to repurpose those instead of trashing them or just dumping them somewhere.
Yeah, better than Funko burying them in the fucking desert.
Yeah, just donating them. It's so cool. So props to AEW and props to Jazzwares for doing that.
You think his dad made him do it for all the money they're losing on TV? He needs some sort of write-off to
you know what? You're always bagging on AEW.
You're always so negative.
You're always so negative about that.
Greg Grant, shut up.
You think he listens to the podcast? I don't know.
Yeah, he does.
He's tough on me. He is tough on me when I crap on AEW. But I will say this is a great move on their part.
Good beers in Boston. I smoothed it all over.
You know, I was thinking about AEW the other day, as I usually do, and I will say one thing that they do. This is 100%. I'm not being cynical or being an asshole here. The one thing that I can say for AEW is that they do give people on-air talent. They give them creative freedom to do whatever the hell they want, whether it's good or bad. Okay, but I will say, and some people like Toni Storm have taken this. They've run with it. They've built characters. There's other people you could talk up that have done it. Miro, when he was on TV with the God, me versus God thing. There's some people that have really capitalized. Moxley has kind of remade himself, whatever. But there's the people that have gone over there and had this freedom that they never had and are still just treading water, doing nothing, should tell you everything you need to know about those people, right? Because you get over there, you're getting paid, you're working less, you can go out there and say whatever the hell you want. You can flip the bird, say the F word, no one's going to do anything, okay? And Cesaro is still just a vanilla nothing. I love him in the ring, but...
And I love him so much, dude.
I love him so much.
He's good on... Dude, the Uber European as U.S. champion, Uber, like, was the... Or Uber American was... So funny.
Yes. And he's just
I
want to
watch
doing nothing.
Video. Dude, I bought the same shoes he wears to do Olympic style lifting because Cesaro had them. I was like, I needed a pair. You know what? Cesaro wears these. I'm buying these ones.
Keith Lee over there just doing nothing. No personality. So I think it's a make or break thing. I think the people that go over there, if they succeed and then WWE should bring them back. And it's kind of like a way to give them a break and get some like a little bit of a shine. And I think Toni Storm has done that. I'm trying to think of who else. I had a couple other names in mind that have gone over there and really done that.
I think we all knew Christian was capable.
Christian's number one. I mean,
he was capable of all those things. We've heard him say all these things, but the go fuck yourself and the memes that came out of it were just
great.
When your little brother asked if he could play next on No Mercy.
Yeah. But yeah, it just made me think of the people that have gone over there and just really just have not become anything. And with all the freedom in the world, you still can't come up with a way to separate yourself. It really tells you.
You don't think the cape and the gray beard is working for Keith?
I don't think so. No. So But yeah, but props to AEW for that, because they do allow people to do whatever they want. And
I made up a word and I said he's the. I'm sorry. I keep interrupting.
No, I was done. I was done.
Keith. I made up. I think I said this in one chat we have where when they Keith Lee debuted, I said he is the most whelming wrestler there is. He's not overwhelming. He's not underwhelming. He's just like, oh, it's Keith Lee. That's all I can. That's what I can say about him.
He reminds me of Frasier. Reminds me of Frasier.
Yeah, they took the most vanilla character from Cheers and gave him his own show.
Yeah, and just like yeah. You can't hate him, but nobody loves him. But you know, he's so. But yeah, that was a couple AEW things I wanted to talk about, non-wrestling related, non-figure related. How about that?
You're welcome, Greg.
Since you met the one and only Arnold Schwarzenegger, we need to do our top five favorite Arnold movies. And you can start or I can start. No particular order, I would say.
I am pulling up a little list of like, so I know like what I want to like.
Oh yeah. I mean, I've done the same thing. I can't remember. He's been in so many freaking movies. What's your favorite? What's your favorite Arnold movie? Let's start with that.
You want to start from the top?
Let's start from the top. Yeah.
This is probably my favorite movie of all time.
Wow.
It's Commando is my favorite.
It's a great movie.
Movie ever. I think I can do the whole thing. It's just it's so ridiculous and amazing. He jumps out of a plane and just like lands on his feet. He rips apart panels of a plane which do not have edges, so that you cannot do this. He gets to the bottom and then just jumps off the wheel. He kills everybody. He has a one-liner for everybody. And his jokes that I was going to kill you last, I lied, is I love it. He rips the seat out of the fucking Porsche and just sits on the frame, apparently.
It is. I mean, it's on Disney, like it's on Disney Plus, so check it out.
Is it?
It's yeah. Yeah, I don't know why I know that, but it's on Disney, or at least it was at one point.
I know it was on Tubi, but it left Tubi last week.
It's a great movie. My favorite, that's close. Predator is probably number one for me.
Okay.
I'm going to say Predator for an honorable movie. I think T2 is a better movie all around.
Yeah.
But I'll say as far as an honorable movie where he's in basically every scene, it's got to be Predator. Predator is just, I could watch it anytime it's on. It's kind of like Commando. I feel like Commando is just not on TV as much. I don't know why. But Predator is always on. I always watch it. It's always entertaining. And it's a great movie. So that and T2 are probably neck and neck for me. So what follow? You don't have to read through all five of them, but give me a couple more that stand out for you.
Oh, I recently on Tubi, I rewatched True Lies. I forgot how much I love that movie.
That's a good movie.
I think it was like a snow day where it laid off in the afternoon. My dad took me to see that at our two-screen theater where I grew up, and it's so good, dude. Tom Arnold is in the comedy
role.
He's
hilarious. He's hilarious in it.
It made you realize Jamie Lee Curtis like could be extremely hot.
She's
smoking
hot in that movie.
100%,
yeah, which I never would have thought.
A young Eliza Dushku.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
As far as I'll go a different route than the non-action movies. Kindergarten Cop is a pretty good rewatch movie. I watched it with my kid recently. It does have like the first 20 minutes are like 90s action, like you wouldn't know it's a kids movie, but then he goes to the small town and becomes a teacher or whatever. It's a good flick. Enjoy it. I'm trying to think of my least favorite Arnold movie. I don't know if I have one.
I'm gonna sneak Pumping Iron in there.
Oh, Pumping Iron. That's a good movie. That's a documentary.
His level, like, it's a doc, but like his level of arrogance at that point, like, just yeah. What, dude? When they're like, "Hey, I'm going to New York. You want me to say something to Lou?" You know, to Lou Ferrigno, and he should be worried about Lou Ferrigno, and he's like, and he's just sleeping in the park in L.A., and he's like, tell Lou and say hello to Lou. Say hello to his dad. Tell them good luck. Keep training. I'll see him in the comp. Like, he just is so unfazed by any competition. It's yeah, he's great. And of course, The Coming is the
that's the real star.
It's a muscle.
I mean, Conan the Barbarian is great. Conan the Destroyer is great. Those were kind of his first couple movies. Tango and Cash is a good kind of buddy movie. Doesn't get.
Well, he's not about. In that.
Oh no! Oh yeah, I'm thinking of that's Arnold. Damn it! Yeah, that's Arnold. Sorry. Just starting.
Just on a side note, Tango and Cash is a great movie, guys.
Kurt, yeah, that's. I just wanted to mention that. Yeah, it has nothing to do with Arnold, but a lot of good movies. I wouldn't say he's the greatest actor of our generation, but I mean, Jingle All the Way. Come on, that's a classic.
That's if you could have got something signed, I think I definitely would have brought the Jingle All the Way, the Turbo
the Pop,
Man,
the Pop. Oh yeah, the Turbo Man.
No,
oh,
I would the full doll.
That
like, looks that,
fucking cool. That yeah. That big window. Yeah.
Yeah.
Who told you to eat my cookies?
Those are my cookies. Running Man, I love Richard Dawson as the fucking game show host.
I don't know if I've ever seen Running Man.
I don't think. Well, if you've read the book, it's not nearly the same.
I've never seen Running Man, or I've never seen Total Recall. I don't know how.
Whoa! Yes.
Is that bad?
You got to work on that. I love both of those. I've only seen Predator twice in my whole life. I just don't.
Oh, God.
I don't love it. I didn't like it. I didn't like the alien. I didn't like how he doesn't like win. Arnold doesn't win, so it just. I was like, oh shit! What? I forgot Twins.
Oh my God! Another good one.
I'm an asshole. I'm so sorry, everybody. I'm so sorry.
I forgot about that too. That's a great movie. Yeah. Oh, they need to have like an Arnold channel, like on. I guess Tubi's like that, but what's the other one? Pluto maybe, where they just have like a whole. Channel of like Baywatch, a whole channel of Price is Right. Just give me a whole channel of Arnold movies.
Yeah. They were going to have a sequel, I heard, of triplets, and Eddie Murphy was supposed to be the third brother.
God, that would have been.
And like, perfect. And never like, I don't know if it was a rumor, but I was like, I cannot wait. This is going to be the most amazing movie ever. But it never like came to pass.
Probably the worst one is Batman and Robin for me. I mean, that's not really his fault. That's just a shitty movie overall, but, he had a bunch of crap.
This gets shit on a lot for me. I love Red Sonja.
Oh, yeah.
It's supposed to be like a Conan like sequel kind of. It's so fucking weird. It makes no sense. But I love him in the movie. And Bridget is looking hot. Bridget Nielsen.
She looks hot in that movie? Oh, I forget. Oh, okay. I have to go back and watch
it. Yeah. Well, at least as far as 9-year-old Nick was concerned.
Yeah, and this is like 1985. All I remember her from is from Flava Flav.
And it gets shit on here, but I like Collateral Damage too.
That's not a bad movie. Yeah.
No. Oh.
I think he needs to have like his John Wick or Equalizer type of movie. He needs to come back with like a grizzled veteran. He did a show on Netflix, which is awful, called FUBAR recently, like earlier this year. Not good. It's like a. Like his daughter is he's like a secret agent, and then finds out his daughter is also one, and it's just like a father daughter like action.
Oh, I was gonna watch that just cause.
I mean, it's worth a watch. It's not like you're not gonna throw up from it, but it's not like it's not like classic Arnold. I want to see him like as a grizzled like retired like secret agent or something, and gets called back into.
So I loved Escape Plan, him and Stallone, in the getting out of the prison.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I watched this other one. I'm looking at it. It was on Tubi. Aftermath. It's absolutely awful.
Aftermath.
He's waiting in an airport, and he gets pulled in this room, and I guess his daughter and his wife were in a plane accident, and he basically hunts down the air traffic controller from that night.
So he was at the airport, but his wife was on a different plane and died?
He was waiting. His wife went to go get their daughter overseas.
Oh.
And the planes come back, gets into a crash, and then it was kind of this air traffic controller's fault, and he hunts him down.
Oh my God.
And it's as bad as my description.
Wasn't there a movie where he was like a zombie movie where he was protecting like a young girl? What was that?
End of Days or Maggie?
I think it was Maggie. Maybe it wasn't. Was that a zombie movie or was it?
I think so.
Okay.
And I like the last stand wasn't bad. That was a little bit of like, hey, I'm old Arnold, but I could still kill somebody.
Yeah, there you go. Okay, we gave you guys a bunch of stuff to watch this weekend. That's good, man. I mean, it's obviously impressive catalog of movies.
Pretty
cool, like self-made guy. I mean, he got into some trouble later on, but he was freaking governor of California too. Christ,
dude. Yeah, no, he showed up full Secret Service SUVs yesterday.
Oh, really?
I was like, oh shit, I guess he was governor. Yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah.
But do you follow Faux Show Toys? The guy makes like fake 3.75 4-inch figures.
F-O-S-H-O?
F-A-U-X. Faux show, like faux, like fake.
Oh, no. Maybe I should.
Faux show toys. The guy makes customs, and they're not cheap. Like, but he makes, like, joking things, if you see it on Instagram.
I do follow him. Oh, he made a Commando one.
This week he made John Matrix, but he makes it from the part where he's eating ice cream with his daughter.
Oh, man. That's a deep cut.
And I was like, I need to buy this figure. I don't know if it's going to get put up for sale or if he just did one and it got sold. But
oh, shit. That is cool. Good stuff.
Like, he did Tango or Cash one, you know.
No, it's not.
He did Ray Tango recently.
That's the wrong person, dude. Oh, you're talking. Okay, you're not talking about Harley.
Yeah. He did the log from Commando that he carries. Oh, yeah. Nice. It's a very fun. And he makes fake video games if you look at the Instagram.
Good follow. Cool.
He just slaps new stickers on old Nintendo cartridges.
So that's it for weekly purchases. That's it for Arnold Talk. Next week, we don't have too much. We'll get some guests on here. We need to start thinking about our peg warmers of the year. I need to get myself organized. This damn fig cave is what I need to do this weekend. Ravens play in London at 9:30 a.m. on Sunday, so that'll be fun. I've never done that before, or maybe I have, but I don't remember. But I'll be drinking beer early in the morning on Sunday.
Nice.
Yeah.
Good for you. Something different.
Yeah, something different. Yeah. Right before my son's baseball game. Anything else before we get out of here, Nick Thompson, that you want to talk about in the news? We did. Okay. I mean, you talked about it on your Instagram. We want to give a shout out, not a shout out, but just send our thoughts and prayers to the people overseas. I know 25 Americans have been killed. There's been a lot of stuff in the news, but thoughts and prayers to the people that have lost their lives over there.
There's some fucked up people in this world, and they're going to get theirs. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, there you go. That's the best way to say it. Because no innocent kid or any innocent person in any country deserves to die for any of the bullshit all these countries are fighting over. So
they have one of the best armies in the world. I don't know why you'd want to make a parking lot out of your country. Yeah. But that's what's going
to
happen.
Exactly. So I hate to end on a sad note like that, but guys, thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. Check out our Facebook group. We're constantly, people are always posting stuff as far as conversation starters and all kinds of figure and non-figure stuff, movie stuff. We just have a good time in there, and it supports us.
Yeah, Phil's the only one complaining. So
I'm the
good.
Only one complaining about AEW. Nick's talking all about Tango and Cash all the time. Really, I didn't watch a horror movie this week. I apologize. I wanted to watch The Conjuring, but it's only on HBO Max. So if you have an HBO Max login, you can go ahead and slip it into the DMs, and I'll log in and watch it. I cannot sign up for
I could have had the person that I get mine from send it to you, too. Sign you up for it.
There you go. I can't sign up for another streaming service. It's getting too... The guy that I borrow borrow YouTube TV from, he uses my Netflix. He got the message finally, like, he's getting kicked off a Netflix.
Oh,
Netflix won't let him, like, log in. So he's like, oh, it was a good run. So I messaged him, like, well, I guess I should give you money for YouTube. He's like, yeah, it's $80 a month. So he had no hesitation, like, charging me for what? It's like, oh, cool. All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
But I mean, I use it, so I guess I should pay for it. But
even if you split it, that's still way less than
Oh yeah,
you're good,
big time. Yeah, yeah.
Allegedly, you guys share an account.
Yeah, allegedly. I mean, you can have up to five people on it. They don't care yet.
Yeah.
So yeah, guys, enjoy. I'm gonna watch The Conjuring for next week. So this was a Michael LaPuma recommendation. I have watched it before. It's been a while, but I will watch it again. And also, I've been watching a lot of these movies. I think I talked about it. I just rent them from the freaking library. The library has a ton of free movies. So if you ever, there's a random movie you want to watch that's not on streaming, that happens to me.
You said I should bring back, I should re-download DVD Shrink and start copying movies from the library?
There you go. There you go. That's the way to do it. Or just go there and rent a freaking book. Learn something, you know?
I've got the Arnold book, bro. I don't need another book. It's going to take really six.
Yeah. 7 Steps to Becoming Rich and Powerful. Whatever it is.
Yeah, 7 steps to killing someone with a circular saw blade.
7 steps to ripping someone's throat out. Step number one, grab the throat.
I watched Roadhouse on Tubi this week, too.
Oh, man, you're all about Tubi, man. I gotta check Tubi
out. So if I'm out of pods, I just let the audio play on the movies. while I'm driving, because I'm like, I've already seen this. I don't need to watch the scene.
Oh, I do that too with The Office. I'll just have it set up in my car, and I won't even watch the screen. I'll just listen to it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
All right, man.
Next week, we'll be back, guys. Thank you for listening. Thanks for downloading.
Wash your hands.
And wash your hands and wash your ass.
That's all I got to tell you.
And yeah. We'll be back next week. Go Ravens.
Later.